here locally first, though. It was hard not talking about this last night. I mean, I dropped like a little nugget here and there in between eating nuggets here and there. This Wander Franco thing, it's a big deal,
dude,
man.
Dude.
My God.
What the hell? The Rays cannot have nice things.
No, Shane McClanahan just announced about an hour ago Tommy John surgery. That's about that's about a year and a half gone.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
So we're going to lose him for next season, too. It sucks. You know, just going through a lot of stuff like that. I mean, they had a good game last night. Glasnow pitched a gem. They beat the Giants last night. They're on the road right now. But if you didn't hear, Wander Franco, Sunday, I was watching the game. It was Wander Franco Day. They're giving away a baseball cap on Wander Franco Day. And I look I look out there, and he's not on the field. They called up the rookie. And I go, what the hell's going on? And come to find out, some social media popped off. I guess a young lady in the Dominican filed a complaint there on him. And there's an investigation. And the Rays said they didn't know until the beginning of the game. And they sat him. And allegedly, the accusations are he is in an inappropriate relationship with a girl, 14 years old. And she has a kid, a toddler. So, look. Let them do their, due diligence. See what happens here. But yeah, it was ironic that the hat giveaway was for kids 14 and under on Sunday. You can't write that, right?
Yeah, that's just, you know, the universe has a good sense of humor.
Yeah, and then of course, you know, possibly being in a relationship with a minor. I've heard the joke that he's in the minor leagues 100 times.
Oh, yeah, of course.
In the last 2 days.
Of course.
My brother told me first, and I was like, please tell me you wrote that, because I'm going to hear that a lot. He's like, I just came up with it. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but yeah, a lot of people are doing that, you know. But, man, that is huge. This is the only Rays player that's ever been paid that I can think of.
They invested in him. I mean, this, to me, kind of calls back a little bit to one Josh Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Hamilton, very highly touted prospect. I believe he was the number one overall pick at one point.
Yeah.
Very promising, and just got addicted to booze and alcohol and got released and got his life together, signed with the Texas Rangers, and had a pretty illustrious career with them, was an all-star for many years. And that was a good story just for Josh Hamilton to come back from that. And get back on top.
So you think Wander can,
well,
be rehabilitated
too?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if this is the same thing.
You know, they cut him. She grew up. They got back together.
Well, maybe if he pulls one of those Mary Lou Tiorno, whatever that woman's name was, and then marries her when she's 18 or something, and he's 28. Or whatever.
I don't know, man.
He's 22 now.
He's 22.
He's young.
If she's 14, look.
Still too old, though, for 14.
Here, but I don't know what the culture is like in the Dominican.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of initially what popped into my head, because I know that the age of consent in Mexico is 12.
I know.
So she's an old lady in Mexico.
Yeah.
Now, I did look it up, though, in 18 in the Dominican Republic.
Yikes.
So, same thing here, 18. It's kind of one of those things, like, we're talking about, like, this is a thing in culture now where we're talking about, you know, what kids are allowed to see with, you know, going to Pride Parade. It's just like, I feel like now after everything I've seen, I'm like, no, age of consent till you're 30. 30 is where it should be. 18's too young. 20's too young.
Yeah.
You have to be 30 years old if you want to consent to anything. I'm half kidding.
Wander's a map.
A map. Minor attracted person or pedophile, potentially.
Yeah.
Or is there a pedophile, I believe, is prepubescent, though, right?
No.
This girl is not pre.
No, she has a baby.
She has a baby and she's got other stuff.
I mean, he's just dating her in the wrong decade, because if this was, 70 years ago, Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin. Elvis married a 15-year-old, Lisa Marie, it was totally cool.
Well, maybe that's his way out, is to marry her.
I don't know.
If he married, I still think, I don't know, it's weird. But there are some people who would be like, love is love.
Yeah.
And if Wander Franco wants to marry a 14-year-old girl, you should be able to do that. I mean, there's a voting block that thinks that, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'd be the same thing or not. I don't know. It's weird, man. It's really weird. And I also don't want to just assume that this is true either, because sometimes people fib. They have a tendency to fib.
He went on Instagram Live and basically said, you know, people think they know stuff, but they don't. It's lies, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I don't know if you saw this, but 2 hours ago, New York Post reported that a second underage girl has been linked to rumors of an inappropriate relationship with Ray Star Warner.
Again, though,
you know, it doesn't mean that she's not fibbing.
Oh, God.
More than one person can fib. Also, they could totally be telling the truth.
Yeah.
And you need to do a thorough investigation before we jump into any sort of side on this whole thing.
True.
It's very unnerving, though.
Yeah.
It's very bad.
Either way, it's a distraction, and the Rays don't need that right now. Look, I'm thinking as a fan. I'm like, look, man, we're 3 games behind the Orioles, man. Can we not mess with any kids?
I know. It's really – I hate even thinking that, but that's the first thing that went through my mind. It's like Rays can't have nice things.
I know.
We're on a playoff run here. You know, they started to cool off, but, you know, it's a new season after an All-Star break. Who knows what could happen then? McClanahan went down, and I'm like, oh, crap. That's not good.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, their star shortstop, who was on track to be one of the best Rays of all time, who was going to be here for a long time, may have done inappropriate stuff with the minor.
And did you see how well he's been playing, like, the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
He's batting like 600, dude. Oh, he had a walk-off the other day, and he smashed that thing.
Yeah,
like it was
good.
The Mickey Mouse Club. You know what I mean?
He's a good baseball player.
Oh, God.
However, he may be a demon.
Yeah.
True. So we don't know. And he also might not be. You know,
what if he's just gearing up for politics? You know what I mean? He's like, oh, I hear that's what they do. They bang kids.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They do that. Some. Oh. At least this second girl is 17. A little better.
Yeah.
A little bit.
He's probably like this old broad.
He's. So.
Man.
Very unnerving. Very unnerving.
Man.
Age of consent. Let me just double check myself. Age of consent. In Dominican Republic. That's where he's from, right?
Yeah, I believe
18.
So.
Yeah. East Timor, 14. If only they were from East Timor. Ecuador, 14.
Oh.
Let's see. I feel like I'm going to end up on a watch
list. But you know what I mean? That's kind
of
like the same region, though. Same kind of culture. I really don't think it's as taboo as it is here down there.
There's one country where it's 11.
God damn.
Where the hell is that?
I don't know.
What sicko FO land is that from?
I don't know. What is that? That trailer park in Largo or Pinellas Park?
Let's see. It must be married in Yemen. That's the way it should be. Yemen's got it. Got it right.
Sure.
Trying to find the 11.
Hey, can I be with this 11-year-old? Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's true. You just got to marry. Sudan must be married. 20 years old in South Korea.
Damn.
Okay. Slovenia, 15. Serbia, 14.
Wow.
Where's the 11?
I don't know, dude. You're looking way too hard, though, on that computer.
Oh, Nigeria, 11.
Oh. Boy.
Well, I know where I'm going on my next vacation.
Please, God,
Come on. Stop it, dude. High five.
No, I'm not high-fiving you. No.
Let's get it.
No, I'm leaving.
Okay.
Good God.
Yeah, it's
unnerving.
It's bad.
God, I hope it's not true. I hope it's not true.
Oh, of course.
Because remember when the 28 ladies said that Deshaun Watson touched them inappropriately?
Yeah.
And then that was all thrown out. So, you know, they were all lying, apparently. Because he's playing in the NFL.
I think he paid some of them money, correct?
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah. But they were at least, in Deshaun Watson's case, at least they were all, you know, age of consent and above.
Well, Wander's got a big contract. Why can't he make it go away? Look what Michael Jackson did. He paid off a bunch of parents, and they were very young.
I don't know.
I'm not saying I agree that that's what you do. I'm just wondering why that hasn't been an option.
Well, maybe it's going to be one of those things, though, where, I mean, do you want him on? I know that he's a good player. He's a great player. He's probably going to be a Hall of Fame player if his career resumes. I don't think he'll be in the Major League Baseball anymore, though.
I don't know. Like
if this
I said,
ends up, even an inkling of this is true, and you know that this isn't it. There's going to be more and more.
You think he's just got a whole daycare like R. Kelly?
I mean,
oh man,
maybe, and maybe they're fibbing.
Yep.
Maybe they go, this guy just signed a $200 million contract last year, 2 years ago, and
nice
payday. This is a good time to maybe make an allegation. Mm. It's not like that's, and you feel dirty saying that, but it's not like there's no precedent for that.
Right.
There have been a lot of people who have done that.
Sure.
So.
Absolutely.
I don't know. It's gross, though, man.
Ugh.
Wander, what have you done?
Hopefully nothing, man. It's just, it's very strange to me, you know, like. The fact that they're sitting him for the whole road trip doesn't look good. And MLB stepped in. There's authorities in the Dominican Republic that have stepped in. So with all that being said, don't look good. Don't look good. But, man, we're going to free up a bunch of payroll, though. You know what I mean? Maybe we can go out and sign a nice pitcher.
Definitely need it right now. Sure, I was thinking, too, about, like, you know, the rookie that got called up. Maybe this guy's going to be better.
Yeah.
I wonder, Franco. Hey, listen.
I hope.
Does Tom Brady, does that name sound familiar?
Yeah.
An unfortunate circumstance.
Remember when Drew Bledsoe raped that kid?
Well, it's a different.
I'm kidding.
It's a different. It's good.
It was a joke. It's a joke, guys. He got injured.
He just got, you know, slammed himself really hard. Almost got broken in half.
Oh, my God.
By a grown man.
That really sucked, too, because. It was like it used to be like a rule, like you won't lose your position because of an injury. And then Tom Brady came in. He's like, we're going to change that rule because I'm just going to win. And the Patriots really are going to be like, no, sorry, Drew Bledsoe. You're going to have to go play somewhere else, bud.
I mean, you know, listen, things called fate.
That'd be like breaking your leg and your girl just starts banging another dude, you know?
It's not like that hasn't happened before.
Yeah, it's true. That's why I watch my legs.
I mean, it's. You just hope it's not true.
Yeah.
You hope it's not true.
Fingers crossed, man.
Wander, what have you done?
Oh, damn it. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Yeah.
Is it possible that he didn't know that she was this age?
I would say maybe. Maybe she lied about her age to him.
I mean, look, I'm not trying to be creepy, but I did do the Wander Franco Twitter search.
Right.
And someone, one of the videos, you know, you have a collection. This is his girlfriend from the Dominican Republic. She doesn't look 14.
Okay.
Do you want me to send it to you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send it via
DM. Is it the same one that they got pictures of her holding a bottle of vodka, like, behind
her? Well, this one, she's in, like, she's in, like, tight pants, and she's got a tight shirt on. She's dancing around like girls do online.
Okay. I saw one where they had pictures of the girl, and then they had a baby with her, and then they had a picture of her holding a bottle of vodka, like, behind the steering wheel of a car. And people are freaking out over that. Whoa, 14 years old drinking vodka? I'm like, okay, just go to Sefner and see if there's not 14-year-olds drinking vodka on a regular buddy.
Yeah, it happens.
That's not the biggest thing, okay?
Lots of Moneyball memes, too.
Oh, man.
That I've seen.
Yikes!
Like, this guy hits .486. He's got 22 home runs this year, but he's a pedophile.
Oh.
It's tough. So, I don't know. Look at your DMs, and don't look at it too hard,
okay?
Because you go to prison. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, could it potentially be? She looks young. I mean, I'm an old man. I'm almost 40 years old. So, I mean, I could tell that's
40. That's with me. Don't mess with him. Don't mess with Wander. He's 22 years old. I'm 40.
What a callback. Oh, my God. The Oregon State coach. I haven't seen that in a long time. Wow. I mean, she's very well put together. You know, she looks like a young lady.
She is not 14.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
like,
I'm
I don't want to be
this.
Inappropriate, but I'm saying that she's very well put together, and she doesn't. She looks like a young person.
She could fool you easily if she was.
What? You got to check IDs now? I guess so. I guess you kind of do have to. Let me see your ID,
dude. I'd be dead ass, bro. If I was a single man, and this girl came up to me and was like, "Hi, papi, what's up?" I would think she's a grown woman.
I mean, she still looks young, though.
She looks She looks like,
but she could easily
19,
say I'm
20
18
years old.
Or 19 or whatever. And he's 22.
Yeah, bro.
Keep that. And she goes, I'm 19 or even 18.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yep.
It's not weird for a baseball player to be dating an 18-year-old model.
No, God, no. And like I said, we it's different cultures. Like you said, what is it, like one neighborhood over from where he's from, the consent is 14? You know, so it's like, I'm not saying it's cool, but I'm saying it's probably more cool there than it is here, you know? I would guess.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's 12 in Mexico, I think. So,
yeah.
You know, different culture, different standards.
Should I stop watching her dance just in case?
Yeah, I got to. Actually, I'm going to click off of this too.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Not good.
Yeah, my bad.
But.
Yeah, dude.
I guess it's no, there's no, what do you call that? Ignorance of the law. Like, even if she said that she was this age and she really wasn't and he was messing around with her, he's still on the hook. It's not like you can just be like, oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I'm not going to condemn the guy until they wrap up their investigation.
You know, there is the second lady, 17.
Okay, he's 22. That's fine.
But see, this is where you get tedious with this stuff, because clearly that's illegal. 18 is the age of consent, not 17.
Sure.
But you start to, that's why I'm like, man, I don't even want to get into this. We have it settled, it's 18. Uh-huh. But then I go, yeah, you're right, 17, 22, that's not that far off.
No.
But also illegal. We already got it figured out. Let's not take kids to pride parades where there's nude men with their dongs hanging out.
Oh, boy.
And let's not say that Wander Franco should be able to date a 17-year-old.
I think people are going to disagree with you on that first one. I think that's perfectly okay.
That would probably be the problem if people would have a problem.
You're being a bit of a homophobe even suggesting that.
Right, yeah.
No, the kids should be able to watch guys with their ding-dongs flipping around.
And it's unfortunate. Like, there was a guy who got in trouble. It was a professor who was just being interrogative and asking questions about age of consent, and he got jumped all over and got called a pedophile and had to go into hiding and stuff. And I don't know, maybe the guy was.
How did he word it, though?
I don't remember exactly.
But... So if there's a really sexy 9-year-old, right? And
Excuse me? I don't think it was quite that explicit and that in your face, but it was questioning, you know, what numbers should we use for age of consent law. And it's just so... it's just such risky business. Like, I just feel like we got it figured out. It's 18. Let's not mess with it. Let's not go
back. Is it 18?
I understand. Actually, I think in the U.S. it's 16. Yeah. But I don't think that you could get it on.
I don't know.
Or I think you have to have parents' permission, right, at 16?
You need a letter from the parents?
Yeah,
like
I think literally
on,
that's
like
the case.
Going on a field trip to nature's classroom?
That's literally the case.
Nice.
Yeah. You need a note.
Mom, I want to bang Danny.
Write me a note.
Like, or they just forge it like they do everything else with their parent's signature?
That's opening up a whole another can of worms.
Yeah.
I didn't even really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So what if she got a note?
Well, you have to look over the note, make sure it looks legit. It can't be like, me, mommy, says yes.
Says see.
To bang bang.
He's like, why does this look like you wrote it with your left hand?
Why is it in crayon?
Crayon. Oh, God. Wander, what have you done?
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
We can. What's up, bro?
How y'all doing?
We're good, man. Hey, man. What's going on?
Well, the funny thing is, you said different times, Johnny. My ex-wife's parents got married, and they had to go to Georgia, and they got married in high school. And this is EG, by the way.
We know.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I'll play it off pretty well. But anyway.
How old were your parents? They were in high school. What were their ages?
I think it was
my ex-wife's parents.
Ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know how old they were. But then that being said, 250 kids in the high school. I was an outsider. Everybody's related to everybody in Cedar Keys. And I started dating. My wife asked me out when she was a freshman, and I was a senior.
She asked you out?
Yes.
That's ballsy.
I started dating her like 5 days before she was 14.
Oh, and I was okay. And how old were you?
Oh, man.
18.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Well, I think you're admitting to a felony, IEG. I don't know if you should admit this.
No. It's the deal is like I was definitely afraid of her dad. I respect her. I treated her, you know, like a gentleman.
Oh,
I'm just saying, you know, stuff stuff happens. It's, I agree. Listen,
does
that guy,
it?
I don't even like,
is this Wander Franco?
Michael Jackson's third hit was called Stuff Happens.
No, I don't watch baseball, but it could be all contrived. That's all I'm saying. I'm on y'all's side.
I know, but you really did it. Let's talk about you, EG. Yeah.
The statute of limitations.
What's EG stand for? Early girl?
No, my name is Edwin Guy.
I'm just kidding, dude.
But, he really answers with his real name.
I know.
No, it actually stands for Edwin Guy. Joke's on you, sucker.
That's
I love y'all.
Love you, bud. All right, take care, pervert.